USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says there could be a COVID-19 vaccine ready as soon as next month. And after that, distribution will begin.
We're on track to deliver and distribute the vaccine in a very, very safe and effective manner. We think we can start sometime in October. So as soon as it is announced, we'll be able to start. That'll be from mid-October on.
That would be much faster than what CDC Director Robert Redfield told Congress earlier. He said it would be the middle of next year or a little later. The president said Redfield was mistaken. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden is again going after the president's COVID-19 response.
Let me be clear. I trust vaccines. I trust scientists. But I don't trust Donald Trump. And at this moment, the American people can't either.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
President Trump is saying he could support much of what is in a bipartisan coronavirus relief package that was unveiled earlier this week.
I do like a lot of money getting sent to people that really were hurt unnecessarily by China because they could have stopped it.
He called on congressional Republicans to support a massive economic relief bill with much higher numbers. The plan includes enhanced unemployment benefits, money for states and local governments, and liability protection for employers. In Pensacola, Florida, there's now a dusk-to-dawn curfew in effect after now Tropical Storm Sally tore through the area.
There is going to be a lot of property damage. I mean, when you see downtown Pensacola and you see 3 feet of water there, that's going to affect probably every business that's in downtown Pensacola. There's just no two ways about it.
Governor Ron DeSantis. Alabama forecasters are warning that some river crests could break records. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
A famous comedian is stepping up to help veterans in need. With more, here's USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Activist comedian John Stewart holding an event yesterday where he called for help for veterans exposed to toxic chemicals in war zones. The former Daily Show host saying soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan were exposed to dangerous toxins through smoldering burn pits that were used to incinerate waste. He compared veterans with health problems from burn pits to 9/11 first responders, who also were, of course, exposed to chemicals, including burning jet fuel. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Football fans have something to cheer about as we hear from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
The Big Ten restored its 2020 football season, a surprising reversal in its response to the coronavirus that reflects some pressure to push forward with college sports as the pandemic continues to hit campuses across the country. The season will start on the 23rd and 24th of October, which will allow teams to play an 8-game schedule. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Paris Hilton says she wants to be a voice for other survivors of boarding school abuse. She says she decided to go public about the abuse she reportedly suffered at Provo Canyon School in Utah as a teenager. She said, "They constantly screamed at me, and the abuse is still happening today." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.